All right, Never Nation, we have got big news.
Big.
Very big. We've got merch.
Merch alert.
Yep. That's the only noise that we're going to make now is just merch alert. Merch alert. So if you want to profess your love on a very public scale for Never Thought I'd Say This, now you can have t-shirts, mugs, tote bags, and my favorite is the hoodies.
Hoodies.
They're so soft. Yep. We've got a black one that has hashtag trauma bonded on it. We've got a white one with the Never Thought I'd Say This logo. You can sit in your hoodie, drink your coffee out of a mug with a t-shirt underneath, with your tote bag over your arm, and
listen to our podcast.
Listen to, yes, just at home or in your car.
Doesn't
whatever.
Matter.
Nope, doesn't matter. But yeah, go to unsweetened.com. That's unsweetened.com. And that's where you'll find the Never Thought I'd Say This merch. And you too can become a walking billboard for the Never Nation.
And send us some pictures of you in the merch. And we would love to see them. So, you know, just be... Keep rocking it with the Never Nation stuff and wear the merch. Merch alert!
And welcome to another episode. No, should I not do that?
You were like the dating game announcer. Like, da 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 da.
Okay.
Like,
and welcome to this week's episode of Never Thought I'd Say This.
What the hell was that?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know, but it was great.
I agree.
It was memorable.
It was something.
Damn it. So, in all seriousness, welcome to another episode of Never Thought I'd Say This. This week's episode is just Jody and Celia.
That is correct.
Yeah. And I did refer to myself in the third person.
Why don't we do that the whole episode? When Celia speaks, I won't do that.
That's not. You know why? Because it's going to get really confusing.
It's also just obnoxious. I know people that have done that. It's sort of like the kind of obnoxious it is when, you know, someone posts on Facebook and they have to capitalize every single beginning of every single word.
I feel like
that's very obnoxious too. Yeah. I don't know, you know.
The worst.
Patronizing.
So anyway, this episode is going to be our post-Halloween wrap-up.
Yeah, and you know, I haven't ever thought I'd say this, I think. It's general.
Okay.
But it really honestly never occurred to me until this year.
Mm-hmm.
I never thought I'd say that trick-or-treating is coming to an end with our kids.
Yeah, it is. I made both the kids go with me, with us this year.
Yeah, me too.
Because... One, I wasn't quite ready to let Zoe go out on her own yet.
Yep, me neither.
And I also know that this is the last year. So between my daughter's and their dads, the girls go back and forth every other Halloween. So this year we matched it up. So this year was my Halloween with both the girls.
Yep.
And what I realized is that next year I won't have them.
Yeah.
And the year after that I do have them again, B will be in sixth grade and Zoe will be in eighth grade.
Yep.
Which means they are not going to want to go trick-or-treating with mom.
Do you want to hear something scary? Harper, the next time I have her, because same schedule.
Is going to be in 10th grade?
She'll be a sophomore in high school.
That's frightening.
Yeah.
So what I told the girls this year, I was like, look, I know that particularly, the older ones wanted to go off on their own and whatever. And I was like, look, I'm going to say no this year because selfishly, this is the last year that I will have you guys, that you'll probably want to do trick-or-treating with mom. And it's the last time I'll have you guys both together to go trick-or-treating together, because it's not happening when Zoe's in 8th grade and B's in 6th. And so I was like, this is it. This is my last hurrah of taking you guys out on your own. And it was bittersweet. Like there was moments when I was like, I don't want to do this shit. And then there was moments of like, oh my God, this is so cute. And they're having so much fun. And like, I actually enjoy walking around and doing the trick-or-treating.
I love going trick-or-treating with the kids.
In all honesty, I might, you know, yeah, it might Lulu be B and her friends. Yeah. Right. But they'll want to be in a group of friends or whatever, not the girls together.
No.
So that was it. Bon voyage.
Well, let's also just say, I love Halloween. It's my favorite. But
it's great. Yeah, and we go to a great neighborhood and there's like haunted houses.
Great time. Although we were over it before we started, as demonstrated in our Instagram post.
Well, that's true. We had grand plans. Remember like 4 months ago. Yep. And we were like, oh my God, you know what we're going to do? It's going to be the best group costume ever. And I was going to be Glinda and you were going to be
Wicked Witch.
The Wicked Witch, and the kids were going to be flying monkeys and Tin Mans and all that. And that went to such shit.
They were all on board at first, and then they completely, within the last 3 weeks, we don't want to do a group one.
And I was
one.
Like, fine. That's, I don't care. Yep. I don't, trust me. The last thing I want to do is force you into a group Halloween costume that you don't want to be in. And then you and I were like, well, we'll still do it.
Yeah, we'll do it. Cut to the day of Halloween. I'm going around the mall trying to find the last minute things for Lulu's costume. Saw green makeup and was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, but see, you put effort into it. You
I bought a thing of green makeup only to show up and make you laugh for the most part, which is why I painted my face green.
Well, and you did, because I answered the door to you with a green head. And I was like, what? And at first of all, I was like, oh, shit, I was supposed to do something.
No, you totally weren't.
That was my first thing, was I opened the door and I was like, oh, no, I was supposed to dress up.
No.
I thought I had failed.
No, and I bought you a stupid, like, crown.
That's true. I had my little tiara and I swiped some blue glitter on my on my eyelids. And that was
it. We called it a day.
And I think, what did I say? I said we gave a sprinkle of a fuck.
Yeah, we gave a sprinkle of a fuck.
A sprinkle of a fuck. Yeah. That's the new
another t-shirt coming out. Yeah, a sprinkle of a fuck.
How many fucks do I give? Just a sprinkle of a one. Fuck.
Yeah. We had that we heard your request for a sprinkle of a fuck t-shirts. And what was the other one?
Oh, because that wasn't because
peopled out, or I'm peopled out. Yeah, that was another one.
Oh, and Halloween certainly peopled.
There was
out.
A lot. It was a lot. It was very peoply. Here's the other thing. I like that you very generously said that this was probably the last year that the older girls would want to trick or treat with us. Let's be very clear here.
They didn't want to this year. No.
They ignored us and acted like we were invisible.
Which was fine. Yes. That I'm fine with. But then you and I played the whole time going, are they having fun or not?
Right.
Because it was like weird, that weird.
The little ones were having a blast.
Oh, they were having a great, well, except when they thought they lost us.
Well, they did
standing,
lose us.
And they to be totally freaked fair. Out. The older ones were like, couldn't lose us fast enough. Yep. And the little ones freaked out because they were like, you left us. We're like, we're standing in the same spot.
Wait. Can I just say that B was like, you left me. You left me. And you go, oh, I didn't leave you. It was right here. And you give her a hug. And she goes, don't talk to me. I'm walking away from you. And you're like, you're leaving me now.
Right. I was like, you just were freaked out that I left you. And now you're leaving me. What? Wait. This feels counterintuitive to what you were trying to achieve.
We also have a voice memo that we actually did on your phone. When all hell was breaking loose by the end of the night with the two little ones, because we let them eat candy while they were trick or treating, and then they were just bouncing off the walls.
True. I stole 2 pieces of candy, by the way.
Oh, I stole many more.
Well,
than that.
I have been really good. I keep forgetting that the Halloween candy's in there because I tucked it back.
Yeah.
So every time I open the pantry, I don't see it, and I haven't been craving it. So I'm very proud of myself there.
I've been eating it.
But I will say that night that B was like, "Oh, this bag's getting too heavy." I was like, "Okay," so I like held it and scooped out a handful of candy, shoved it into my purse, and then was eating pieces as we walked along, but only when she was turned around the other way, because I knew she was going to get really mad if she saw me eating candy.
Oh my, well, by the end,
so
Harper,
I literally like stole
that's
it.
That's hilarious. I didn't know that you did that, and you didn't share, asshole. What the fuck? You
I should have stole given me it.
Some.
No.
So?
No.
First of all, Harper was like done at one point. Remember, she's like, I don't want to go. I'm pushing her up.
You're
the
like, go.
I'm like,
go,
get me some candy.
Yeah,
it was
right.
like 16.
You're like, I don't care if you don't want to go. Yeah,
I
want
the
candy.
It was like 16 candles in that scene when they're like, just go to the Disney. He's like, I don't want to go. I want to stay with you guys. Like, right. I was like, just go get free candy.
Right.
What kind of Jew are you? People are giving things for free. It's in your DNA. Go get it.
Not only that, but like, Zoe had invited her friend to go, so it was like there were 3 older ones. It was like, go hang out with them. You were so desperate to get rid of
rolling.
Us, and then you won't leave us alone.
Oh my God. And then all 3 of them, the eye rolling, would be like, you guys having fun? They're like,
right. We couldn't figure it out. And you and I were talking about it. We're like, are they enjoying themselves?
I don't know.
Do they hate us? Do they hate this? Is it just
they were pretending we're
middle
invisible.
School?
Yeah.
Is it like that they don't? Then they're not talking to each other really. Then
we couldn't
quiet.
Get them to take a picture. We're like, you guys look really great.
The
and they're like, stop saying that.
Stop. Don't talk. And I was like, okay, then never mind. Oh, so we don't look good. I don't know what to say.
Sorry. Like it was the. I mean, and then getting them.
Well,
take
and
a
then
picture.
Well, we got a picture. So we get out of the car and we get our first picture, which, by the way, I took a picture of Zoe in her costume and she hated it at first because she didn't like it. And there was a crying moment that happened before. It was like a whole thing.
Oh, God.
And I couldn't convince her that she looked amazing as Cher from Clueless.
Really
she looked so great. Didn't think so. Fine. I get that. We've all had those moments. But then we get out of the van And we get a group picture of all of them like under the streetlight because we realized, oh shit, we didn't get a picture before we left the house in good lighting. So we take the picture. It's by the streetlight. They all look possessed by demons because they have this little white and red.
Especially Lulu.
Lulu looked terrifying as a zombie unicorn and was like, she's going to kill me. So then we're like, oh shit. So we go up to the first house and they had like a great porch light on. And I was like, oh wait, this is better lighting. Let's get one more picture. You would have thought that I said, that's it. Get in the van. We're going home because of the reaction that we got.
Yeah. And their faces were in it. They're like all the three of them.
No, their faces were fine. They smiled.
Harper didn't. Harper looks like, I might punch you.
Right. But no, Zoe and her friend, like they totally smiled. They looked fine. It was a great picture. I was like, okay, I'm not going to bug you anymore. Right, that's it. And I stuck to that.
Yes, you did.
But God, the drama of getting middle schoolers to take a picture.
That's what you saw my post where I was like, well, Lulu then they're like, and
I hate the way I look. I'm like, well, because you won't smile and you're like, have this weird look on your face and you won't like.
Harper pulls her neck back.
You're not
back,
doing
like,
yourself
you
any
the, like,
favors.
Like look, and then she gives herself like five chins. And I'm like, well, maybe if you, you know, snap your neck out a little bit instead of pulling it back, giving me like the stink eye, that you'd look better.
But you know what? We don't ever have to do that again.
I know. But it was great. I kind of forgot. And that's what I posted when I said what their costumes were. I was like, the little one's dressed up as an alien and a, you know, zombie unicorn. And the older ones went as middle schoolers with attitudes.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Which, of course, Harper like saw over my shoulder and touched me right away. I was like, oh.
I know I keep talking about my Buffy comforter, but that's because I love it.
I know. It's super cozy.
It's so cozy and it's great for the environment.
Ooh,
yeah.
I like that.
Everything that they make is from ultra smooth eucalyptus fiber that feels softer than cotton. And it's breathable, cool to the touch, and it helps you maintain the ideal sleeping temperature. And you just feel cozy, but you're never overheated.
Ugh, overheating is the worst.
It's no so bad. Good. Who can sleep that way?
No.
They are a cult favorite from pillows to sheets, and I can completely understand why. They are just as soft on the planet as they are on you and your bed. Their eucalyptus fiber that they use isn't just softer than cotton, but it's more earth-friendly, sourced from renewable forests, consumes 10 times less water to grow, and it's transformed into ultra-smooth fiber through a waste-free production process.
Oh, even better.
Oh, not only that. Every product is cruelty-free and hypoallergenic, so no down feathers or animal products at all.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, I really like that. I don't understand the point of using animals to make us feel better.
Yes.
So their products have over 17,000 five-star reviews, plus an overall average rating of 4.5 stars. And I can tell you the hype is completely real. And they offer you a free trial, free shipping, and free returns every single day. You can try their products in your own bed for free. And before you commit to buying, you know, you don't have to pay for it. Just get it, try it. And if you don't love it, you can return it at no cost. That's kind of amazing.
Yeah,
most
you
kind of
don't
do
have anything
that.
To lose.
I mean, honestly, you don't. And I really, I mean, I'm so picky about what I sleep on and I can't love this comforter enough. And all the stuff that Buffy makes is just amazing. So I really feel like everybody should try it. You will not return it, but if you wanted to, you could. So you just can get $20 off of your Buffy bedding through us by visiting Buffy.co and enter the code SAYTHIS. Again, $20 off of your Buffy bedding by visiting Buffy.co and entering the code SAYTHIS.
Ooh, you can be nice and soft too, and cozy. What did you dress up for when in middle school? Well, do you remember what you dressed up for?
I don't really remember what I dressed up as. I do remember my mom, the first year, I think I told you this when we were trick-or-treating, the first year that we got to go, my sister and I got to go out like alone. Mm-hmm. I was 14 and she came with me.
This is the best story ever.
Yeah, and we went with like friends. And my mom really didn't want us to go by ourselves, even though we were like in a really good neighborhood too, like much like where we go. And my mom really didn't want us to go alone, but said, fine, you can go with your friends. And like the whole night when we were trick-or-treating, there was this like ghost kind of right around us. And we kind of all like noticed the ghost, but we're like, whatever, some, you know, poor kid. Because my mom's really short. And so she's like 4'12".
Emily's face is like, wait,
yeah.
Your mom?
So what? So at some point, my sister went to cross the street without, and it was like not where you should have. And the ghost yelled, don't cross the street. And we all like flipped around to be like, why is that ghost, that why is that person yelling at us? Like, why is the ghost yelling at us? And then the ghost jumped into a hedge so that she was just gone. And so, of course, my sister and I were like,
and
that's
the best part is it was a goat. It was like a sheet.
It was just a sheet with two eyes cut out. Like, right. That was it. And we were like, that was fucking mom. And so we got home and we were like, mom, you found us. And she swore to God, like, she did not. I don't know what you're talking about. And like, to the point where we were like young enough that we were like, maybe it wasn't her. Like,
right.
Maybe it was just some random person. Literally the next week, my friend Debbie slept over and I went to get sheets out from the, you know, closet to put on our bed. Two holes in the fucking sheet. Because my mom's like just Jewish enough clearly to be like, this is still usable. Like, who knows? Maybe moths got it. Like, who knows?
Right.
You know? And I remember just like walking to her bedroom and I was like, mom, you had to at least throw out the sheet. And she was like, oh, I didn't think you would notice. There's two eye holes in it.
Right. So that's an amazing Bonnie story.
I'm going to do it. Ghost,
yeah.
I mean, honestly, like out of the crazy things my mom did, that one's actually pretty brilliant.
That's brilliant. Mm-hmm. But I think like they're going to notice two ghosts following them around.
We could split up, divide and conquer.
But then that's no fun.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Part of the fun is watching going around like Charlie Brown ghosts together.
And jumping into hedges when they turn around.
I'm going to push you into a hedge for sure. We know I'm not going to jump anything, but I'm definitely pushing you.
That's fine. That's fair. Well, I mean, but I kind of get it. Like, I think about Harper going out next year because I don't know if Jessie's going to be able to, like, get her to go on. I think at 14, there's no way she's going to want to trick or treat when they're dad and her stepmom. Like, she's going to go out.
Finally that thing they've outgrown. I remember the first year I went trick or treating by myself. It was eighth grade. And it was, I think the first year, I remember what I dressed up as. What was it? It was the first year that I kind of, I think, did something like, well, not first year, because I was like a little witch or shit like that when I was a kid. But I had a mask.
Ooh.
And it was like this weird, clear mask that basically just made you sweat profusely.
Like the creepy one that has like the red eyebrows.
The red eyebrows. And
you went as a serial killer. Why? Like that's what
I love. True crime. No, but it was like this weird clear mask thing and it was just so sweaty all night. And then I took a shirt and I ripped it up and put like red paint on it or whatever. And at least I think I remember this. I don't know. I could be making up an entirely new story that actually didn't
Janice
exist.
I'll expect a report about this
later. But yeah, I remember dressing up as that, and that was like the first year going out. But I was so sweaty with the stupid mask the whole fucking night that I just kept it above, like pushed back on my head, and I wasn't even that scary because I was just like, ugh, I'm so sweaty. Trick or treat.
I can't remember. Like now that you're asking me, I can't remember any costume I had as a kid. I can remember all the ones I've done.
Remember,
as a
what was
grown
your
up.
Favorite costume
as a kid or recently?
As a kid,
I don't remember any. I must have blocked it out. No, like I really can't remember.
I remember. I think it was in sixth grade. I dressed up as Juliet. From Romeo and Juliet.
Aww.
And it was like a sort of a medieval costume or whatever. It had like the little thing around and like these velvet sleeves and this whole thing. And it was like
that's
burgundy
so
and laced up in the front. And like the empire waist and everything. And I was so mad because everyone was like, oh, you're a princess. And I was like, I'm not a princess. I'm Juliet. And they were like, who's Juliet? And I was like, oh,
idiots.
You uninformed people. Like I was so upset that no one knew who Juliet was.
You should have just started doing Shakespeare monologues instead of trick or treat.
I mean, I may have quoted it.
Oh,
you know.
God. You're that girl.
Yeah, well, no, I mean, just
it's
a
fair.
Little bit. I mean,
yeah.
Sixth grade. You
should
know some
fucking
Shakespeare.
Should know who. Yes, you definitely should. Mine was actually in college, my senior year of college. My best friend from college, Victor, my gay, was Aladdin, and I was Jasmine.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah,
I
and he like had like a rolled up carpet that he carried around, and he looks so much like Aladdin.
I saw somebody recently post a picture of a dude that shaped a carpet and then attached it to a hoverboard and he hoverboarded around as Aladdin.
That's really
it
rad.
Seemed great, but also I just was like, that's how do you not fall down?
Yeah, I would definitely
I can't
fall down.
Do those stupid hoverboard things without a rug attached to it.
I yeah.
Then I also saw another great one that someone dressed as Jesus and turned it into clouds.
Like
And was hovering around with a loaf of bread and a glass of wine.
That's amazing.
It was great.
I dressed Lulu up a couple years ago as Moses because I couldn't come up with a Halloween costume for her school parade. So I dressed her up as Moses and then I made her the Ten Commandments of Halloween.
That's great.
Carried it around. like that.
That's brilliant.
That was pretty good.
That's great.
She didn't know who she was. She was like,
Does she ever?
No.
Yeah.
No. Not at all. Yeah. So
she's
little
Moshe.
One, that's what she was telling people. She's like, I'm Moshe. I'm like, Moses. She's like, what? Some Jewish guy.
Oh.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I've done a really good job with the Jewish culture.
I'm trying to remember what other were my favorite costumes.
I have a picture of my sister and I dressed up as some seriously creepy looking clowns. Ugh. Where my Isro is out of the sides of the clown.
Your Isro is so outro? Like
it's outro. Yes. Emily just lost
it's
it.
It's bigger than the rainbow clown wig?
Yep. Like I have on like a rainbow. Yes. I have on like a clown wig or maybe it's
so
even
you,
like
what,
the.
You tried to like blend it in to make it look
less. It just wouldn't fit. Like
oh,
there
it
just, was, oh yeah, no, it just like, wouldn't
wow.
fit into the wig, so it's like sticking out the sides of it.
That's impressive.
I have it in my. We'll post it.
Oh yeah, it's we should
pretty,
definitely post that.
It's pretty good, and I think I have on like something that looks like a dunce hat. Like it's got like a pom pom on. I'm not kidding.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Like the sort of the yes. like very traditional
yes.
clown.
Yeah, and like the round thing around my like the collar, and then
yeah,
my sister's
like,
next to me dressed up as like half a clown. I probably stole half her costume and put it on me or some
probably.
Shit. Like it was like screw you, Julie. Like I'll take your crap. Yeah,
nice.
That's the only costume I know of because I have a picture of it. I can't believe I can't remember any.
We should play the voice note that we
you have it.
I do. No.
I believe you
I
have
think
it.
It's on. Is it on my
no
phone?
It's on yours. Oh my god. Oh, this is going to take 20 minutes of the episode.
Oh,
of us trying to figure out.
No, I think I know what I'm doing. Here we go. Voice memos.
Okay, I swear it's
okay
in there.
Here we go. Okay, here, Emily, this is going to be terrible sound quality, but let's see what we got.
I'm a zombie.
Okay. Oh, it's Colfax Charter Elementary School. Okay, so far, B first of all, they freaked out and cried because we left them.
Yeah.
The middle schoolers could give a fuck if we're here.
We
don't even know if they're having fun.
Nope.
Then B just announced past a group of people because she came up and hugged me and her face hit my boob. And she goes, I'm going to eat your boob and stuff it down my face.
Yeah.
And then... Lulu twerking.
She's saying, I'm a zombie unicorn and I twerk my butt.
Yeah.
And somehow it turned to the topic of Donald Trump ramen noodles.
Yeah, Donald, I don't know. If they ate Donald Trump's face, he'd become ramen noodles when they pooped him out.
Yeah, that
I don't even know. So anyway, there we go. Let's remember all this shit.
So this is also a fantastic window into how we put this podcast together, which is extremely haphazardly, but also involves a lot of voice notes, memos, texts to each other, and flagged emails because we're constantly going, oh, we have to remember that, and we know we won't.
I almost never remember at all. There's so many, I have so many notes in my phone of things that I meant to read on the show, and then I go back and I'm like, shit, I didn't do that.
Oh,
I do have a good one today.
Oh, well, what's your thing today?
Well, I have an airing of grievance today that doesn't have anything.
Should we take a break and
come
back for our, let's take a break and come back for some airing of grievance.
I think everybody loves the feeling of winning, especially the feeling of winning the holidays. Don't you think?
Yeah, I like to win the holidays.
I do too. Well, if you're giving everybody Bombas socks this holiday, then you deserve a spot in the Holiday Gifting Hall of Fame.
They are super comfy.
I love them, and I love that they've got holiday themes. I am wearing some Hanukkah ones, and
ooh,
I am loving them.
Look at you, festive.
And that's rare for me, but I'm trying. I also like the Christmas ones, which I have to be honest, I got those too. Because, you know, why not?
Why not?
Also, do you know that socks are the number one most requested item in homeless shelters?
Really?
Yeah, and Bombas socks were created to change that. For every pair you buy, Bombas donates a pair to someone in need.
Oh, I love that.
I do too.
You know how I'm always about, like, you know, do good with your shopping.
I know, and me too. I like a company that gives back. Plus, Bombas are soft, and they're not just pretty soft. They're more like made really well with the softest cotton in the world, sort of soft. And they stay up. They're not quitters, which I love so much because I hate when my socks are in my shoes.
Yep.
You know, they're built with extra cushioning. And so no matter what you're doing, if you're walking the dog or chilling at home, saving the world, doesn't matter, you'll be comfortable. And they provide support in places that you didn't even know that you needed it, like in your arches, which I love. And then each sock is built with a special arch support that's supportive, but it's not like too tight.
Right.
You know, it's like a nice little hug, but on your foot.
Oh, a foot hug.
Yeah. Also, the seams, you know how the seams usually like piss
right,
you off?
Right.
Nope. Seams are amazing. They got rid of that, so there's no seams on the top.
My kids are very picky about toe seams.
Then they will love Bombas. If you have not gotten them for them, I highly suggest doing that. They even have a line of merino wool socks, so they'll keep you really warm. They're like magic. Super
extra
soft.
Warm for those cold spots.
Exactly. And they are, you know, moisture wicking, so they're never itchy or rough, which I also really like.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, there's, you know, something for everybody with Bombas. They're the perfect gift. And I think they're really good for Hanukkah, you know, stocking stuffers.
Yeah, great stocking stuffers.
Totally. I would, I mean, I'm anyone who wants to send me more, I'm all for it. but if you want to give a pair to somebody as a good gift, you know, then why not get them, you know, Bombas and do it through our podcast? You just go to bombas.com/say this today and you can get 20% off of your first purchase. That's Bombas, bombas.com/say this. And again, bombas.com/say this.
Give your foot a hug.
Agreed.
And we're back to air our grievances, or air our children's grievances, rather. Do you have? Do you have some grievances?
It's early
to air?
In the show, kind of, to do that, but I'm gonna do it anyway,
okay.
Right?
Well, fuck it.
Well, we can do that.
Are we ever on a schedule anyway? It doesn't really matter.
No. All right. This was Lulu, and it was. This was all. Actually, it involves B, but in a good way. All right. This was Lulu's airing of grievance for me. And by the way, she saw me pick up my phone. I started writing it all down as she was going. She was completely annoyed with me. And then I read it back to her because I just wanted her to hear what she sounded like. I want to change schools because I don't like being smart. I want to be in a class where they only read at third grade level and not fifth because I would like to be bored. I also do not like the school and I want to go to B's school even though B also reads at a high level and I have never even visited that school. But B is there and I'm not and that's not fair. Also, I hate our playground because it has tripping hazards all over it in the form of garbage and other things that you can't see. Plus, there's no grass and...
Invisible garbage?
This is what she said.
Invisible,
I swear to God.
Garbage tripping hazard.
Yeah. Plus, there is no grass and rocks fly out of nowhere and so do balls that hit you in the groin.
Oh, my God.
And kids fly out of their shoes for no reason.
Does she go to Hogwarts?
I swear to God.
She goes to Hogwarts.
I swear
There's
to
invisible,
God.
Invisible garbage, children flying out of their shoes, and rocks that come from out of nowhere and hit you in the groin.
It gets better. And my school playground is too sunny. In fact, my whole school is very sunny and no other school is as sunny in the world.
Again, then it's not Hogwarts.
In the world, no. And also the cafeteria is too loud and also people fart too much in class. And also the AC is too much AC. And also it's not fair that we can see the street and the dogs walking by but are not allowed to go out and touch them. They're like torturing us. That was Lulu's airing of goddamn grievances. I wrote it down.
Wow.
Read it back to her, thinking that she would start laughing and be like, okay, that's ridiculous. And she was like, uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, also add this.
Yeah.
Was, right.
Yeah. She was like, what's your point? It's true. Mom, it's true. I swear. Like,
that, you know, that sort of happened yesterday with B. And it was, again, it was a tirade like that just, it started out as like, okay, valid point. And then went off the rails to where I was like, what? I don't even, where's this story going? I don't even know. Rock, kids flying out of shoes, rocks, what? Like,
why?
It was sort of that thing where you're like, okay.
There's more.
I don't know. I thought I knew how to deal with this and I obviously don't.
No.
And nothing you say can make it at all better.
No, it's one of those things where you try to make them feel better and then they're mad at you for making them feel better. What was B's yesterday? It was a bunch of stuff.
It was Zoe related. It also stemmed from B and Lulu had a sleepover the night before, and I think they were very tired. Also, they slept on the floor.
Yeah. Lulu was so freaking whiny yesterday that I told you this earlier, but she kept coming in and saying, I'm hungry. And I'm like, great, go get yourself some food. I don't know what I want to eat. I said, I don't know what you want to eat either, so
I know,
go get some food.
I had like a bear fridge yesterday,
oh,
but
I did hear
them tell each other to fuck off over a piece of pizza. To which I came down and I was like, what is happening? That this is what
Wait,
started.
My kids or your
kids? No, mine. That was what happened was I heard shuffling in the fridge and there was pizza in there from Halloween. It was like two nights later. And I was like, I don't know, just get a piece of pizza. And I'm upstairs and I hear, and I'm, you know, I don't know. So we said, I don't know what happened, But I didn't see what happened. Mm-hmm. But B basically tells Zoe, you fuck off with the pizza. And I was like, oh my God. So I come downstairs. I'm like, you can't say that. Like, that's not okay. Which then was like, you never listen to me. And it's so terrible. And you're always on Zoe's side. And I was like, wait. And I always use this point when they start screaming about how I'm always on the other one's side, because I go, hold on.
Yeah.
Because the other one just said that to me 2 days ago. And so you guys both can't have this argument, because both of you have to be wrong.
Yeah.
And it was, I think it came from the fact that she was very tired, that her and Lulu slept on the ground.
Yeah.
Even though they could both fit in the bed.
I don't know why they would do that. Like, why?
Or they could both fit in the nook under the stairs that's cushioned and everything. No, they both had to sleep on the hard ground, and I don't think they slept great. And that was really where it came from, was it started over a piece of pizza, and eventually it was that thing where you just have to hug them. She was crying and crying, and I said, can I just give you a hug? No, don't. Okay. And then just sobbing. And then it was all better.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? Sometimes you just got to cry it out.
It's true. I yelled at Lulu yesterday after like the 80th time that she was like, I'm hungry. I just finally turned to her and I was like, then go get someone to fucking eat. Like, and then she was like, I'm not hungry anymore.
Great, Celia.
Fuck. Like, you're never going to get out of that car seat. I just scared you out of eating.
See? Oh.
No. Wait, we were going to talk about two other things. Oh, first off, we had Halloween. We had a long weekend. So we had Halloween, and then Saturday
it was a long weekend. There was mock trial. There was
a birthday party.
A birthday party. Well, the kids had a fall festival.
Ridiculous birthday party. Trying to get ready, because we posted pictures of Jody Suter's party.
Yes, we did. One of our really good friends, my friend Jody, she had turned 50 over the weekend, and she had a fancy dress up party, which. Jody, I love you, and I told you that we wouldn't have missed this for the world. Yep. I did tell you, though, the caveat was I almost came in sweatpants, but I wouldn't have missed it.
I was having a hard time getting off my couch.
That's true. So. I was, but and we kept saying it the whole night. Yep. We're so glad we went. Yes. We had so much fun.
So much
such
fun.
A great group. We really actually enjoyed ourselves. So proof
shockingly.
That if we get out of the house and dress up.
We can people.
We can people.
We can people.
Although we stayed in a little corner by ourselves most of the night and only peopled with like. Five people.
But that happens at any party.
That happens at any party.
Yeah,
and we
that's
just
normal.
Peopled with the people that we wanted to people with.
Here's what's not normal. When we were younger people, I don't remember getting ready for an event and then having to schlep 5,000 bags into a car.
No, when did that happen?
I don't know, but it did.
Well, it happened when we started going, well, you know what? We need to bring a coat.
Yes.
And if we bring a coat, I'm going to bring an extra pair of shoes.
Right.
And then we all have to throw our extra shoes in the one bag. And then right. like, maybe I want a jacket.
I brought another sweater. Then we had a present for Jody.
Right.
Like, it was a lot of bags.
Anyway, as we're walking out the door.
It was ridiculous.
And getting into the car, I was like, when did we become old bag ladies who schlep all of our things and a crossword puzzle and a hat and a water bottle and whatever God knows.
We did have a water bottle too.
We did. And I lost it.
20 minutes without a water bottle.
You might get thirsty. And it was a half an hour. It was a good half hour trip. You never know. You might get stuck in traffic. You might need water.
You might have to pee in that water bottle if there's nowhere to go. Oh, don't look at me like that. It happens. It's never happened.
Not in my water bottle.
Not that you know of.
But no. Wow. You know, I thought it tasted a little funny. Anyway, we get into the car
Iron
and we're
pills.
Like, we're all in dresses and think, which we, Celia and I, by the way, hate to wear dresses.
Yeah.
And we were in dresses. Yeah. Not just dresses, but like
fancy dresses.
Gown, black tie, cocktail dresses. So we get in the car and we're like,
I was in my second dress because remember, I ordered one ahead of time.
Oh, that's right. And you were
and
like, I am absolutely
I look like
not wearing
a cream
this.
Puff and I'm not fucking wearing
this.
It was
this. Very floofy.
I looked like a cream puff. It was never going to happen. So we were in our fancy dresses.
Yes. And we get into the car and we're groaning and moaning and like sitting on our own dresses and shutting our dresses in the car door.
You took the visor off the car and smacked me in the face.
I did. Because I have my old lady sunshade because it keeps my car cooler, goddammit. And my kids call it the old lady sunshade.
It is.
And I was going to fold it up, but I whipped it out of the thing and I just hit Celia right in the face with it. And she was like, ah! And then she's like, God, you're hitting. And I'm trying to fold it up and I can't fold it up. And it was a whole thing.
Oh, God.
And Lynn was in the back seat. And we're all trying to just basically get there.
Lynn's like, do you need some water?
Such a mess.
Then we get there. Those two are getting out of one side. I got to get out of the other side.
And again,
side.
We're in a driveway
we're
now.
In a driveway,
so now
yeah.
we're in an incline. It's even right. harder for
people
us to get our old asses.
People are walking in and out of the house, like going into
right.
the party.
We couldn't find a parking spot. I said, fuck it. I'm parking in the driveway.
Because right.
we're old and why not?
Why not? Right. And I get out of the car and you guys are starting to get out of the car. And I'm standing there for a few minutes and I'm like, why? is it colder out? And I look down and my dress has shifted. And so one boob is just completely out.
And I missed it. I was so disappointed.
And I had to like shift my dress back. And then I just tell them.
As I'm walking around the car, you just go, oh, my boob was out. I was like, what? You were like, yep. Wondered why it was cold. My boob was hanging out.
Like just out, like completely out. And right. Then the other one was almost out too, because the dress, had like, it was so low cut. It shifted almost like to the middle of my cleavage.
We are
If only
classy.
I walked in that way. Then it would have been like, happy birthday.
Right. So that was your wardrobe malfunction. Yes. And then later in the night, I finally realized, I'm like, oh, I'm chilly. And so Lim's like, oh, I'm going to get stuff out of the car. Anyway, I'll get the jackets that are out of there.
See,
so
that's why we had so much stuff in the car.
We needed jackets.
Right.
So anyway, so she comes back and hands me my coat. As I'm putting in one arm of the coat, I like moved in such a way and took a breath at the same point that apparently I expanded my ribcage to the point that my zipper popped on my dress. And I just went, and it was that panic face of like, oh my God.
I know, and I didn't know what happened.
And I just look at Celia with these, my eyes are like saucers.
I honestly
thought
like somebody like had just come in that you knew and hated something.
And you're like, what? And I'm like, look at the back of my dress. Look at the back. And you just look back and you're like, oh. And as I'm breathing, yep. I'm like, wait. And it's just, I can feel with my breath, it's like.
It's the slow roll of the zipper
zipping,
ungoing.
Yep. And I was like, oh. And I'm trying to put the jacket on.
Oh, God.
And as I'm putting the jacket on, reaching my arm around, of course, the zipper is just completely flying open at this point. And it's one-shouldered, right? So I'm like, oh, my God, if the zipper comes down, mm-hmm. is my boob going to pop out? So I'm like, oh, so I put the, just kept, keep the coat on.
You kept the coat on. Although then when we got back here, you couldn't get out of your dress.
I couldn't get, no, because the zipper, because it was stuck. And still the zipper was at the top. But the whole thing was, and I was like, just help. Help. So you're like, I think you're going to have to shimmy out of this over your head.
First I was like, I'm going to have to pop this. First of all I heard you upstairs was going, help.
Yeah, I'm like, help me.
Help. I was like, what's wrong with her?
I'm like, I can't get out of this stupid thing.
Oh, shit. So then I come up, I'm like, I'm going to pop the zipper. You're like, I just pop it. I don't care what. And then it wouldn't pop. So I'm like,
right, you're like trying to rip it apart. Yeah. And I'm like, wow. So I'm like, really trying to. Yeah.
Like a toddler.
Like a toddler. I was like, okay. So I had to shimmy. And she's literally pulling me out of this dress and shimmying me out like a sausage. And I finally am standing there naked.
Yep.
And I'm like, thanks, Celia. Yeah. And you're like, yeah, no problem.
Yep. I was like, I'm just going to fold this dress and put it right over here.
Yeah, exactly.
Have fun in your sweatpants. Yep. And I would change it also. Yeah. You can't take us anywhere.
No.
I mean,
lesson learned, we're not allowed out of the house. Or if we do, we're coming like bag ladies with wardrobe malfunctions.
Yeah, you shouldn't have brought another pair of shoes. You should have brought another dress. You could have been like Diana Ross.
I should have just brought my fucking sweats.
Yeah, well, I'm telling you,
because I am at the age now where I would fully have been sitting on that outdoor lounger in my sweatpants and a t-shirt, like just comfy, no bra on, chilling.
With
just
a cup of coffee at a cozy.
With a Snuggie on. And everyone else would have been in like tuxedos and formal gowns. And I would have been like, hey, I don't give a fuck. I'm comfortable.
Well, it took us all of 10 minutes to both like take our shoes off. Like that was, I lasted less than you. I bought a new pair of shoes.
I sat down. Jody took my shoes off because I was sitting down and she was like, oh my God, just take your shoes off and come over. I was like, no, I don't want to. I love you. I actually want the party to come over here. And it did.
And it did. Yeah,
we all moved over to you. You guys eventually came over. I commandeered us three lounge chairs in the backyard.
Perfect.
And that was where we were made.
And then we got John to dance for us.
Yep, we did. Our friend John did an awesome little wiggle behind his girlfriend on her Instagram live.
That was awesome. He's so freaking funny.
Yeah.
And I got these beautiful shoes.
And then I posed with someone who got really drunk and passed out on the
couch.
Oh my God,
that was amazing. Why can't we post that picture, by the way?
I don't know. I just feel like it might, I don't want it to be misconstrued as mean.
I think
we don't really know the person. So
I know,
I
but I think Jody actually posted it.
Well, that's fine. Jody can post it. I'll let that happen.
It was pretty funny.
She passed out on the couch. And
well, she fangirled over you the second you walked
into
the party.
She was very excited. Right. Yes. And so, but then she passed out on the couch, like completely
out,
just
the whole party.
Mm-hmm. And so I went over at the end of the night and I took a thumbs up picture next to her, like Tom Hanks did with that guy in the bar.
Yep.
And just was like, see, hey. And yeah.
That's her
great.
Claim to fame right there.
Mm-hmm.
She wanted to meet you. She got to.
Yeah.
For a second. I passed by her at one point. She was doing the slow blink in the chair.
Right.
You know, like she was just like rocking back and forth, half talking to people.
Yeah.
The
and
slow
I was just looking
blink.
Like, I don't miss that.
Oh,
yeah.
Crap.
No.
Yeah. That's not a, I don't yeah. ever let
but
me
But it
get
made
there.
For a great picture.
It was a really good picture. It was a really, really fun party.
It was. We had fun. It wasn't overly people-y.
No, it was not overly people-y.
Yeah.
I can't do a lot of people. It's too much for me. And
well, not at once. It's just sometimes opportunities present themselves to make inappropriate jokes, and I literally cannot physically help myself from the words coming out, and it's a disorder.
That's the title of my sex tape right there.
It's too people-y. It's too
I can't do a lot of people all at once. Dot, dot, dot. All
right.
At once.
Right. Said no porn ever. Right? Also.
We've talked about love books, right?
We have, for sure.
They're so cute.
They really are. I've actually gotten one as a gift before, and it was so thoughtful and so sweet.
I have been making one for the kids, which aww, I think that they will hopefully like. You know, I yell at them enough. So this is a way for me to express the sentiments that I actually have for them that are difficult to say out loud.
Aww.
You know, like, I love them, which, you know, is important for them to hear, I think.
Yes.
And this is a way for them to have proof that I actually do love them.
Indeed.
And each book is completely customizable. And you can use them to list the reasons why you love somebody.
Aww.
I know. Users can create characters that look just like themselves and the recipient, down to the outfits and the accessories.
I love it.
I do too. And while customers have the option to personalize each page as they like, their Express Wizard option creates a complete book with just a few clicks, which is super easy to use. Love books are the perfect gift for all occasions, such as, you know, Christmas or Valentine's Day, anniversaries, birthdays.
They really, and not just for like, you know, your significant other, but like you're doing it right, for your girls, for your parents.
Siblings, I bet that would be a really good thing for that.
Yeah.
You know, for anyone that you love, but you don't know how to say it and you don't know what to get them, then it's just perfect. You know, love books, not for yourself. It's always a gift, and it's just the ideal thing to give somebody that's special to you and really deserves a meaningful present.
Yeah.
So if you would like to make a love book, then you go to lovebookonline.com/never and you can receive a special 20% discount. And that's only for our listeners. Again, that is lovebookonline.com/never and get a special 20% discount. And that's only for you, Never Nation.
Oh, good gift.
I agree.
All right, wait. We were going to also, we didn't get there, but we were going to talk about when our kids argue, how it affects us.
Oh, yeah. We have talked about it before. Like, because our
that
kids.
That was a terrible segue, by the way.
No worse than mine. And hello. Like, what the fuck is that?
I don't know.
Now, next topic. I mean, that's how else do we do it?
I have no idea.
So, next topic. No, but we were talking about it because our kids occasionally argue and they get into it.
Well, they were together all weekend for the most part.
They were together a lot.
Yes. And they argue. And when they do, and it made me think about it because, you know, I have other friends that, like, I couldn't call and say something to them if, like, our, you know, kids were arguing because
right.
I know that they would get offended
right.
or they wouldn't want to know. Like,
right.
I
or
know
they'd be
that,
like, my kid didn't say that.
Yeah, exactly.
And both of us are like, yeah, my no, child is probably fully capable of doing
yeah.
that.
Yeah. And we also know that it's never one-sided. Like,
no,
it
no.
doesn't happen in a goddamn vacuum. I don't care who said what to who. One of you fucking did something
right.
else.
I want to know the 5 minutes before and after.
Yeah, exactly. Like, get the halo off your head, you little fucking shit.
Right.
You did something too.
Right,
so
right.
let's find out where it is. Like, the right. truth lies somewhere in between.
Right.
But
usually when we hear both sides of the story, we're like, we can piece together what actually happened.
Yes, exactly. But it was interesting because I know that when we've had those talks, my kids get super nervous because they're like, are you and Jody going to get in a fight? And I'm like, I don't fucking think so.
No.
Like, I'm like, no.
Because I also know that I think you and I, this is something we've talked about before too, is like, we both are very clear of the boundary of separation between our kids' behavior and our behavior.
Yes.
And like, we know that we are trying our damnedest to teach our children to be decent people. And that sometimes they get in arguments or they're just people. They fall short and whatever. And it's not a reflection that we are bad people. You know what I mean?
No, neither of us like cross boundaries with disciplining each other's kids unless we know that it's something we have to do.
Right.
But also it's like, you know, we're both just doing the fucking best we can. It's like, you're not responsible for what, you know, your kid
says.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
First of all, but I also know, we know that the other one wants to know if our kid's being a dick.
Right.
Like, I want to know that from any of my friends. If my kid is being a fucking dick, tell me.
My kid's saying some stuff, tell me.
Yeah, because I don't like those are friends that I've actually had to get out of my life, that it's like they can't ever admit their kid's being a dick or they don't want me to say it.
Right.
And it's like, well, then.
But see, we have a podcast and volunteer the information about our children being dicks.
Yeah.
But, oh, what was I going to say? God damn it. The train left. Yep.
All right.
Yep.
Back to.
It was a thing.
Dicks?
Nope.
Dog dicks?
Nope. No. Definitely not.
Okay.
It was about our kids. Oh.
Kids being dicks. I'm going with you. I'm going with you. Yeah. No, you guys, this is like our life. Remember the other night before we went for Halloween, she was telling me something and then I answered to something else. And then I go, wait, what did you say to me? And she goes, wait, I don't know. What did you say to me? Because I wasn't listening to you. And I go, that's why I just asked you what you said. Yeah, I wasn't listening.
Nope. We both weren't listening. No, I think it was about our kids though. And like, teaching our kids how to have healthy confrontation.
Yes.
That's what it was. Yes. See, it was a good point.
That is a good point.
But teaching our kids how to say if something makes them uncomfortable or something so that they don't have to wait because, you know, as parents, you also want to teach your kids, like, don't tattle.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, don't be the one that's like, well, so-and-so said da, 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 da. But we do want to know, but also trying to then turn that into, okay, here's the thing. I'm glad you came to me and said this. But in the moment, here's how you could have handled it instead of waiting and then coming and saying something and then getting the parents of, and then it has to be a whole thing.
Right.
How to go to your friend and be like, hey, man, you know what? That actually made me kind of uncomfortable when you said it. And, you know, this is why. And with and doing it without being accusing or without
using feeling statements.
Using feeling statements, I statements, and like how to say that, like, you hurt my feelings or that made me uncomfortable or whatever it might be.
Right. And if that doesn't work, then coming out and getting us in the moment. So then we can sit down with them and be like, okay, so who said what and why? And let's talk about it as opposed to you got in trouble.
Right.
You know, it's like, it's okay. Cause I have to go over this with my kids a lot where it's like, your kids, I understand that you don't always know how to communicate your feelings and that you're not sure what's tattling and what's not tattling. But if you've already,
I'm not even sure.
Yeah, me neither. It's like, if you've already communicated your feelings to your friend and they're not stopping, then that actually is when you need an adult intervention.
Right.
But come and tell us in the moment. Once I leave and then you air your grievances to me, then I'm like, well, you should have told me then because you're shit out of luck now. Right. I'm not turning the fucking car around.
Right. Because like, also then it's not in the moment. I don't know what was said. Nobody. Right. Yeah.
And that I think that, you know, and that but that's, you know, I think that's a good thing that we're learning about them. We also are learning like, oh, my God. I mean, the middle school drama. And then the, you know, weird sibling stuff, like that's what it is. You know, I think four girls together always.
Yeah, I will say I'm amazed actually that our kids get along as well as they do for as many fights as they've had.
Yeah, but they're together a lot too.
They're together. They're kind of, they're pseudo siblings in a way.
Right.
Like they are together a lot because we're together a lot and they work a lot of shit out with each other,
and on their own.
Yeah.
And it's nice because they also, you know, they have a lot of similarities because, you know, both of us are divorced and they go back and forth. And then they have their younger siblings and their older siblings. And so they can, like,
they
triangulate.
They go through a lot of the same things and same behaviors that, you know, I think a lot of maybe other kids don't always have to deal with, you know?
It's nice to see the little ones sort of coming more into their own now where, like, they're just at the point sometimes when the older ones are, like, kind of being, like, shitty toward them that they're like, cool, bye.
Yeah.
And then you see the older ones being like, wait, what?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, wait, what? What do you mean? It's like when a guy that you don't even like dumps you.
Right.
And then they're like, but I want him back now.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like them. They're like, we didn't want to play with you, but wait, what do you mean you'd want to play with us?
Right.
Well, now we want to play with you.
Right.
You know, and the little ones are like, yeah, you're shit. They don't take...
They're not,
shit
no,
anymore.
Not as much anymore.
No, they're like, we're done. Bye-bye, get out. I mean, the other day when B saw Zoe and Harper in her room, I've never seen her move as fast. Like, she ran in there and was
get
like,
out of my room.
Right. But they both did it. That was the other thing. Like, she came in like gangbusters.
Yeah,
and
she,
like,
yeah,
oh,
she came
sorry.
In hot.
And they were like, they just didn't.
Well, but I heard Zoe, there was an excuse happening as they were leaving the room about why they were in there in the first place. And I think it was Zoe throwing Harper under the bus.
Well, sweet.
It was, I think Zoe was like, well, Harper was in here. But as they're walking down the hall, I was like, I don't care. Just get the hell out. Like, she can't, B can't even come in your room and look at your bed. God forbid.
No.
And you're in there. She was like lounging on the fucking Hedwig beanbag. Just like, hey, feet kicked up. And B was like, off of Hedwig. And Zoe was like, wow. I was like, dude, she can't even look at your door. You slammed that door in her face.
So get
your ass off of her beanbag.
The sibling stuff is a lot. I don't remember that with my with my sister.
Yeah.
My sister and I had like sleepovers in each other's rooms. Not my older sister. My older sister was a bitch. Sorry, Lori, if you're listening to this, but
yeah, well, but that's
she was a bitch. She was. I mean, she'd be the first to probably say it. She like would trick us into doing shit that like I have to watch my kids to be like, I remember because my mom used to have a ton of animals, like a ton. She hoarded animals a little bit.
Oh, and
yeah, shocking. And we had this collie. His name was Champ. And he had some digestional issues. And my older sister, Lori,
fitted
had
well at your house.
Oh, yeah, exactly. My older sister had wanted him. She was the one that like pressed my mom to rescue him. And she would babysit us a lot because she was 5 years older than me.
The dog?
8 years old. No, us.
Oh,
yeah.
Wait.
Lori, not the dog.
God, okay.
Listen, the dog would have been a better fucking babysitter probably than Lori.
Sorry, I got really confused all of a sudden. I don't know. I'm sorry.
No, it's serious.
I just had to reboot my operating system.
It's
I'm fine.
Real, it's like, no, it's a better idea. It was like Lassie. It was a collie too, so it would have been
that's
awesome.
That's why I think, yeah.
That
see, they fell in the well.
It would have been... Aw, Lori would have left us in the well.
But well, Champ wouldn't have.
No, Champ would have maybe gotten us after he shit all over the floor, which is what he would do. And Lori was in charge of cleaning that up if it happened on her watch.
Right.
She, one time, I mean, I'm not kidding. The dog shit all over the kitchen, like into the living room. And Lori somehow convinced Julie and I.
That you did it.
No. That actually would have been brilliant.
Right.
She convinced us to clean it all up for her under the threat of, A, she wouldn't kick our ass if we did it, and she'd give us each two nail polishes.
I mean, two nail polishes at that age, that's a steal.
Yeah, and we fucking did it only for her then the next day to turn around and tell my mom.
Were they the cheap, shitty, wet and wild nail polishes, though?
Yes.
See, that's where you got burned.
Yes.
If it was OPI, you might have been in luck.
Yeah, that didn't even exist. But my mom then saw the nail polishes that she knew were Lori's in our rooms and said, why do you have Lori's nail polishes? And Lori didn't want to be busted for giving to him. So she goes, you stole them!
Oh, you got thrown under the shit and the stealing
bus. That's right.
Wow.
That's right. So, you know, as much as the little ones bitch about the older ones, I'm sorry. But until you have a sister that throws you that deeply under the shitty bus, the shitty dog diarrhea bus.
Oh, God. I feel like you could have left that out. I feel like you could have left that out. I knew it was coming, though. I knew you were searching. I was like,
Shitty dog diarrhea bus. Whatever it was.
It's the worst kind of bus to get run over
by. You know
what?
As I say it's out loud. I can still smell that.
Oh,
in my
enough.
Head.
Okay.
Like,
enough,
that's how
enough.
Traumatizing
okay,
that
okay,
was.
Okay.
Just saying.
Now you're spreading the trauma. You're spreading the drama
trauma
with your
bonded,
wheels of shit bus.
Whatever.
The wheels on the bus go brown and brown.
And
scene.
Thank you and good night.
Oh my God. You know what? I can't wait until we do some live shows where I can say this in front of people. That's when it's really going to go crazy.
But then people are going to see me like fall on the floor. Because
that's going to be great. Oh, that's going to be great. And it's like at that point, like at least here, I'm like, oh, we can edit it out, which we don't really ever. Because Emily's like, it's too good. But in front of people, it's just they're going to be like, do you actually know what she said?
Is Rachel going to come to all the shows, you think, and just like run on stage and throw her body on you like you're a live bomb when you
probably.
Like,
I mean, I am. Sometimes my mouth really is.
She's going to be like, no.
Right. Yeah.
Like off this, just
yes,
run
exactly.
on.
Just don't
not
stop.
Don't.
Yeah.
Like,
yep.
You know,
that's what
can.
It's going to be. Also, we don't have necessarily any live shows planned, but I just know that when we do them, because that's where we're...
that's our plan.
We're what is it? Manifesting it. Yes
we're manifesting...
I was going to say destinying it, but that's not the word.
Sure. That's what I'm...
We're manifest destinying it? No, that's
we're
really
just destinying it.
I don't know. Anyway.
Jesus Christ.
I think it's time for us to go. You know what it is? I'm hungry, and I've been talking so much, I'm lightheaded.
I'm also hungry. Wait, we didn't do a...
Wait.
What? Oh my God, give it. Can we eat it all right now? I'll go get mine. We can just put it all. It'll be gone.
Just going to dump it.
Oh, speaking of which, can we give a shout out to Christine Lakin for what she did to her daughter and posted
yes.
on
Christine,
Instagram?
Christine. That's what I said. I said, you're a horrible person and I love you. If you haven't seen,
please
go follow Christine Lakin. Go follow her account. And she did a Jimmy Kimmel thing, but her daughter, it was so
it's
sad and pathetic.
It's the saddest thing I've ever seen.
It was like she didn't want to be mad and she just kind of went like, yeah. They're like, are you upset? Yeah. and like shrugs her shoulders and just starts silently weeping.
And then Christine's are you crying? She's like, a little.
Yeah,
like,
it was so sad. I was like, wow.
I know. Well, you know, Harper loves Christine and thinks she's like the nicest person on the planet. So, of course, later on that night, I was like, hey,
yeah,
look at your idol.
I could be worse, anymore, huh? Is she? No, right? But she is. And we love Christine.
She's awesome.
Anyway, so that's our post-Halloween wrap-up. We're going to go put ourselves into a sugar coma right now and go eat all the Halloween candy.
We didn't do any airing of grievances
or
anything like that. Do we care?
Right. We talked enough. Everyone's sick of us now.
Oh, we did Lulu's airing of grievances.
We did. Yeah, we did.
Yeah,
we did.
We didn't do anything.
Things were aired. Grievances were spoken.
I read nothing from fans, but we love you.
Buses were running over people willy-nilly. Right. And I think on that note, go ahead and find us on Instagram and Facebook at Never Thought I'd Say This. And our email is
neverthoughtid@protonmail.com. And on what note? The diarrhea note? You're like on that.
Why do you keep bringing it up?
I just wanted to say diarrhea one more time.
God damn it. You know, tried to go out being classy.
No. No, I wasn't about to let that happen. No. That's stupid.
Well, from one bag lady to another. Remember, guys, keep killing the parenting game.
And not your kids.
Or buses.
Or diarrhea.
Never Thought I'd Say This is a co-production by Audioboom and Main Event Media.